want to bring in Chris Mackey now. He is the founder of Solutionomics, based in New York, and it is a platform described as being dedicated to developing and disseminating return on investment-based corporate tax policy. Chris Mackey, thank you very much for being with us, a former contributor to the Federal Reserve Beige Book. Your topic, and I want you to expand if you can, though, because tax reform is, you know, it can lead you down a rabbit hole. But specifically, what is the U.S. Administration trying to do with the relationship between U.S. corporations, what they earn overseas, how much tax they should pay, and how to get as much of that money back to the United States as possible?
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you. What they are trying to do is, and this is their broader perspective in their entire proposal, is they're trying to stimulate job growth and higher wages. And one of the theories is that if we lower the tax rate on the earnings from overseas, that will entice companies to use that cash to create more jobs in America. And while I commend the Republicans for undertaking a reform of the tax code, the problem is it's actually not a reform. It's just more of the same. It's let's lower the tax rates more unconditionally, which means that whether or not the foreign earned profits create jobs in America, the tax rates will go down. Now, there's an alternative, which is to say when companies increase American employment and when they increase American wages, then we'll have lower tax rates. And that's what we mean by an ROI-based tax policy.
But Chris, I wonder how much of this is a rhetorical exercise, since so many companies pay a lower tax rate. They probably pay more in line with where the government would like to cut the taxes due to all of the deductions and other engineering that accountants do. So to me, I mean, is this just, you know, you could say, you know, what sounds better if you use it on a stump speech, but in reality, the plan is just to try to simplify things, to get things into a more kind of understandable level.
Well, you bring up a very good point, because the average effective tax rate, the tax rate that companies have paid on average since 2000, has actually been 19.5%. So that's already below the 20% statutory rate. Now, the devil is in the details and whether or not they eliminate all of the deductions that are currently out there that get companies down to 19.5%. But regardless of what they do with the rate, if they don't tie each company's tax rate to each company's rate of job creation and wage level, it won't be real reform. It'll be just a continuation of a hope-based policy.
Well, but hold on a second, Chris, because if you start to single out companies and start to evaluate what job creation means, what individual companies' sort of contribution to the U.S. economy is, this starts to look a little more subjective and could end up being somewhat counter to sort of the spirit of capitalism, no?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It is the embodiment of capitalism. It is a merit-based approach. I mean, you know, we're talking about overseas profits. Well, that's, subjective whether or not the profits were, how much the profits were overseas versus domestic. So the Solutionomics approach is, look, rather than haggling over winnowing profits in the U.S. versus in tax havens, let's actually focus on the job creation. I mean, look, these companies already know how many people they're hiring, how many people they're firing. They know the wages that they're paying. So we've already got the information. So it's just a matter of using that information in creating a merit-based tax policy. You know, the Republicans talk about a postcard for the individual taxpayer. Well, we're proposing a postcard. So you just have four metrics. You score each company on those four metrics, and that determines their tax rate.
Okay, so I just want to get a bigger sense here, because let's just scrub away some of the fog if we can and say, all right, let's just pretend for a minute that all the companies really want to do and all the government really wants to do is help them get the money that's now is sitting in accounts overseas back to the United States. What would be the most effective way to make that happen? Because let's forget about time frames. What would they need to do to make that happen, do you think?
Well, first of all, the objective is not to get the money back to the United States. The objective is to get them to increase hiring and higher wages. So you could have two companies. They could both bring the profits back.
No, I understand that. But I'm just asking, what would let's be, you know, I want to be as cynical as possible here. What, sure. What would be the way to get it back quickly?
Oh, the way to get it back quickly is to say, look, the more jobs that you create in America and the higher wages you pay, we're going to lower your tax rate on those foreign earned profits. You do that, we'll lower the rates.
Chris Mackey, thank you so much for joining us. Chris Mackey is founder of Solutionomics, which is based in New York and also a contributor to the Beige Book. So he has a good handle on the U.S. economy, talking about what has been proposed with respect to the tax code and what Chris would like to see, which is some kind of merit-based tax rate based on how many jobs you create for the U.S.